Stenjum, happy Thanksgiving to you, Wayne.
And to you as well, Joel.
Yeah, you've gotten the crosshairs of Craig Cobb now. With some comments that you made about him right here on this radio broadcast. I found them to be quite good for me personally, Wayne, but he's talking about filing a charge or complaint against you for those comments where you said people like him aren't really wanted in this state. Your thoughts on that, Attorney General Stenjum?
Well, his complaint is really very absurd, just like most of his beliefs are. And he seems to be under the misapprehension that the First Amendment applies to him. He has every right to make the kinds of racist and ludicrous statements that he does, claiming it's some sort of a religion, but that nobody has a right to challenge him on his beliefs. That certainly isn't my view of what the First Amendment is. I was asked a very good and simple question by a reporter from KFGO, and I answered it, and I think I did so accurately, saying that the people of North Dakota, at least the vast majority of them, really don't want this kind of element here in North Dakota, and I think that's an accurate statement. I have every right to exercise my own First Amendment rights, and that's what I did, and what I'll continue to do.
And you feel his charge against you has no standing in a court of law, you being the chief law enforcement officer?
Well, it's a complaint that he's filed with the Department of Labor, somehow claiming in a way that I don't understand that he's been denied a public service because I made the statement that I did about him. And so I don't think there's much to go there. I don't even know what the Labor Department will do. They might summarily dismiss it. They might want to come down and have a chat with me, but I'll reiterate, I did make that statement. I certainly stand by it. Maybe I could have been stronger than I was.
Yeah, I would argue in your favor on that, Attorney General. I really would. He now is saying that in light of him being in jail on terrorizing charges, that if they drop the charges, let him out of jail, he will sell his property in Leith and leave the state. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I should say that this is being prosecuted by the state's attorney of the county, but he's asked for and we've offered any assistance. But the state's attorney down there is leading the case, and he'll decide what he wants to do with it. But I know that he has said that he is going to treat this individual like any other defendant. The days where you could walk up and say, this town ain't big enough for the two of us, are long gone. He's going to have to answer to the criminal charges that have been brought against him, and this will proceed through the court system. I will say that if in the final analysis he decides to leave the state of North Dakota, there are very few of us who will miss him.
Well, and here's what bothers me a little bit about this, Wayne, is I believe the charges are warranted. You shouldn't be able to walk around Leith with guns doing self-patrol and basically intimidating, and I think the word terrorizing is accurate here. And so the state's attorney for Grant County had every right to do this and place him in jail because he was a threat to the good people of Leith. That being said, if they drop the charges based upon, boy, we're going to let you out of jail, pack up your bags, get out of North Dakota and just know not to come back, what stops the next Craig Cobb from coming in and doing the same thing in any one of these small towns you can buy a lot for a dollar?
I know. I agree with you on that. I don't think that is going to be the ultimate disposition of this case, because he needs to answer for the criminal activities, and he faces some serious penalty if he's eventually convicted. And I don't think that's the direction the state's attorney's going to want to go either.
Okay. I mean, that sent up some red flags, because as easy as it would be to see
him. That was just him touting or trying to promote some plea agreement through the media. It wasn't something that was discussed with any of us.
Okay. Is there a model here that you can call upon as Attorney General and aid, the state's attorneys and others, that other states, I mean, this white supremacy movement, it might be new to us, in full glory the way it is right now, but it certainly isn't new to other parts of the world. Are you calling upon some experience or some expertise, Wayne?
Well, no, we actually haven't really had to do that yet. We have made it clear to the state's attorney of Grant County that we're here. We're assisting agencies, of course. I've also made it clear to the sheriff of the county that if he needs assistance from the Bureau of Criminal Investigation, we're here to help, and he's utilized that help. And I also called the city attorney as they were trying to work on their zoning ordinance to say if he needed any help from the civil division of my office, call on us. And I think with all of those things, we've been able to handle them. If it goes much further, of course, the National Association of Attorneys General is always willing, and my colleagues who've been through this, to offer assistance. But I haven't really felt at this point that we need to go to that extent.
What about the jail itself in Stanton? When you go up to Mercer County, are they now having these individuals in their jail? Is there something? It seems like they've been dealt a hand that they shouldn't have to deal with, but yet they do. So how does that go about, Wayne? How much aid can we give them for having to deal with this?
Well, they have a contract with the county, and they've agreed to take these people pending their trial, and they're being paid for it. And so unless they feel that they're not able to handle it, there's really nothing further to do. If they think they have a problem, there are other facilities in the state that might be willing to step up. But from what I understand is the case right now, they're handling it. It looks like they are. And so that will just proceed. And that's where they'll be until they either make bail or until further proceedings are concluded in court.
Attorney General Wayne Stengem is our guest here on News and Views today. Wayne, I had Craig Cobb when I went out to New Leipzig and did the show from there because there wasn't a spot in Leith, but I had went around Leith, met everybody, and you stopped up like everybody does in a small town. You want to get a feel of the town. I stopped up at the bar, you know, and did a little visiting there, and then I went on to New Leipzig and did the show the next day. And Craig Cobb came to New Leipzig the next day. You know, the sheriff asked me to please get out of New Leipzig as quick as what I could. So I understood what he wanted from me. Then the next day, or he called us and he wanted on. He was on an airplane getting full media attention, which, again, I'm doing today. I get the hypocrisy of that. But he was flying to New York, Wayne, to do some national media.
Yeah.
And he was on his cell phone, and he started ranting and raving into us. How would you like to be on that plane sitting next to him, not knowing what he was like when he sat down, and now you've got a three-hour flight to New York?
Well, it's rather clear. He wants his 15 minutes of fame, and in my opinion, he's not entitled to 15 minutes. He's exceeded what he's entitled to by about 14 and a half minutes. And he continues to want to be in the spotlight. That's why he's pursuing this, attempting to pursue this complaint against me, which is fine, I guess. But you probably have dealt with these kinds of folks before, too. And the one thing that I've learned is you can't reason a person out of a position they were never reasoned into in the first place. And if you talk to Mr. Cobb, I'm sure that's the opinion you came away with,
right,
as well.
It's not going to be a conversation. It's going to be a screaming, ranting tutorial.
Onto the tangents, yeah, about, you know, who knows what kind of topics. And you're right. I mean, it's an interesting story, I guess, but I find it's just getting to the point where it's tedious and tiresome.
I'm curious, though, from you as a who has to deal with the law enforcement side, has media in this state and nationwide, for that matter, have we gone too far on the story?
Well, you know, I don't give advice to the media on what they feel is a worthwhile news story. I know there's interest in it. Let's face it, everybody's talking about it. So you can't say that no one cares about the story, but I just have found that it's getting tiresome for me. And maybe it's time to move on to something else. But the media makes a decision about what is a relevant story. And I do know that out in the street, people are talking about this. Everybody has an opinion.
Okay, last question, I promise, just
sure,
for the sheer logistics of this, Wayne. Say his case, hypothetically now, I agree with your position on it, but say his case had some validity. Where would he make an argument to? I mean, you're the attorney general. I mean, if you've got a problem with the attorney general and you're average Joe citizen and you feel you have a valid argument, how do you even do that?
Well, the complaint is, of course, with the Labor Department, not with my office. The Labor Department is a separate division of government appointed by the governor. I assume that he could proceed with the EEOC or someplace else federally if he wanted to attempt to do that. But, you know, this isn't, I get sued all the time, of course. You can imagine trying to refinance your mortgage when you come to the question, are you involved in any litigation? And I've, of course, got dozens and dozens of kids.
Yeah, welcome
this
to
is
my
not,
life.
This is not one of the things I worry about a great deal, because I think I have a right and a duty, really, to express an opinion when I'm asked about this kind of a issue. And that's exactly what I did. And I don't think there's any agency of government, federal or state, that are going to fault me for it.
Wayne, as always, good to talk to you. Thanks for your time. Have a great Thanksgiving.
You do the same, Joel.
Yep, thank you.
Okay,
Attorney General Wayne Stengem. You're wondering why I didn't play the sound. Well, here it is. Why don't I get the sound for you? And you can hear what Wayne Stengem said. And I think many of you will find yourself agreeing with the Attorney General on what he said. But listen to this.
I mean, this really is unusual. And I think the heightened media interest in all of it really underlines the fact that this is something that's very unusual, and it's a concern. Frankly, these are not the kind of people that we're encouraging to come to North Dakota, and we need to keep a close eye on it and make sure things don't get out of hand.
Well, and what did he say wrong? I mean, what did he say wrong? As he's still a citizen of North Dakota and elected official of North Dakota, I don't know what he said wrong. That was an interview he did with Jim Monk from our news team, which we replayed and talked to Jim Monk on News and Views. And I know that he heard it on News and Views. He had been monitoring News and Views because we had been covering some of this story. You know, others have really covered this story well. You know, kudos and hats off go to Lauren Donovan with the Bismarck Tribune, who has been in the eye of this storm for a long time and not afraid of any of it. I mean, just a courageous journalist who has brought this back to you. I want to reemphasize something, and many of you are going, well, he's going to say it again. You bet I'm going to say it again, because I grew up in towns like this. I know what it's like to live in these small towns where, oh, my God, how many lots, and, you know, what do you do with that house and the family really wants? Doze them over is what you do with them. Get rid of them. If they're not being used and all they are is a place for mice and rats to go, get rid of them. And don't sell your lots for a buck as a city. Make sure you contain it. Call it socialism. Call it whatever you want. But the reason he got a foothold in Leith is because he got the property cheap. And letting people put these homes in, and it can happen in different ways. Forget the white supremacy movement. Think about the small towns where you might have a doggone nice home next to a home where somebody's not putting paint or shingles on it, and they just bought it because they could for $100, and then you got to look at it for the next 10 years. Keep your small towns in control, and you can do that through your councils. It's some of the best money you can spend. And don't make the mistake that Leith is paying the price for, which we all have made.